is they don't have to have it.
Okay. Again, so yeah, so you're basing it off pshita. Okay? So again, if you think that it's wine, in brachas, brachas you're basing it off pshita. So if you think that you have a glass of, think you have a glass of beer, and really it's wine. So you start off by saying, brachas Hashem Kenu Chalam, thinking you can finish a hakol, and then it turns out that it's wine, and you finish Bar Pi Agafen. Finish Bar Pi Agafen, so you audibly said the correct thing, but the beginning of it, you had the wrong intent.
Is it?
So the question is, so what happens? So what would you say at first? So what would you say? What do you say? Is the bracha good or no good? Very good. So on the surface, you'd say, what's wrong? What could possibly be wrong? You said the exact bracha, 100%, exactly how you're supposed to say it. What's the deal? You don't even have to have kavana in the bracha. You don't have to be thinking. You say the bracha. You say the bracha. It's no halacha if you're not thinking, then you say the bracha. Look, it's good to have kavana. It's good to be thinking stuff. But bottom line is, you said the bracha, you said the bracha. So on the surface, you'd think, that's how could you even ask such a question? It's not even a question. And the Gemara does say it's not a question, but not because of that. So let's see. So it says, Pshita, Hecha de kanakit kasa de chamra biyade. So it's simple. If you are holding a cup of wine, chamra is wine in Aramaic. So chamra, a cup of wine biyade in your hand. Vikasavar de shekrahu, and you think that it's beer. Okay, upasach umavarech, and you start the bracha, adaita de shekra, thinking that it's the beer. So you're going to say shahakol. V'siyim b'dechamra, and you end with the wine, with Bar Pi Agafen, and yotza. So you're yotze. The mitzvah of the bracha is good. Why? Why is it good? Okay. D'inami yim amar shakal niyav devaro yotza. Because even if you didn't realize your mistake, and you actually completed the bracha, shakal niyav devaro, okay, that would also work. Because shakal niyav devaro is generic. It's basically saying everything exists by God's word. So everything is from God. So that includes everything. And the bracha of shahakol will work on anything. Because it says, so even if you actually didn't catch your mistake and you said shahakol, it would be fine. So the beginning of the bracha wasn't wrong. I mean, it wasn't right. You weren't thinking what you're supposed to be. But that doesn't disqualify the bracha, even if you actually said shahakol. So it can't be worse if you catch yourself in the middle. So that's definitely going to be fine. Okay? So that's... Right? But the reverse case, if you're drinking beer and you say Borei Pri Hagafen, okay, who created the fruits of the vine, you're drinking beer, then you're not yotze. It's a skalfa. It's not a good bracha. It doesn't work. Okay, so in the reverse case is going to be the question. Elohecha denoket kasa de shikra v'yade. But if you're holding a cup of beer in your hand, v'kasavar dechamro, you think that it's wine. Upasach ubarach adaita dechamra. So when you start making the bracha thinking that it's wine, so you start thinking of Rabbi Agafen, Rav Tashon Ken Macholam, thinking in the mind that it's a wine. V'siyim b'deshekra, and you end with the beer. You catch yourself and you say the correct bracha. Shakol niyav dvaro. Everything is from God's word. Mai, what's the halacha? What's the halacha? Okay, so that's the case. Okay, so the case is where you're drinking wine. Okay, so that's the case. You're drinking wine. You're drinking beer. Okay, so the case is you're drinking beer. That's our question. You're drinking beer, you started off by thinking the wrong bracha, and you finished with the right bracha, what's the deal? Now the Gemara explains. Basar ikar bracha azlinon. Do we go by the essence of the bracha? Oh, what's the essence of the bracha? We don't know. Oh, basar chasima azlinon. Or do we go by the chasima, the closing, the end of the bracha. Okay, so the end of the bracha refers to
the answer part, Bar Pi Agafen.
Bar Pi Agafen, shakal niyav dvaro. So if you say you go by the end part, so then the halacha is going to be, it's fine, because you said the right thing, you ended correctly. But okay, if you go by the essence of the bracha, okay, then you got a problem.
Okay? Still be fine though.
Should still be fine, because you said it correctly. Okay, good. Said it correctly. So who cares, right? Who cares? But you were thinking the wrong thing. For some reason, the thinking matters, right? Mm-hmm. Isn't it interesting how it calls it we have a word. We have the word called the psicha and the chasima. The psicha is the opening, and the chasima is the closing. Right? It's interesting how it frames the question. Do we go by the essence of the bracha, or do we go by the conclusion of the bracha? It's almost, in a certain sense, assuming the conclusion. I mean, you would have thought the question would be, what is the essence of the bracha? right? The beginning or the end, right? That's what you think, because the beginning is wrong. Putting aside the question, who cares what you're thinking? But apparently we do care what you're thinking. Okay? So, assuming we do care what you're thinking, so you'd say, well, the beginning is messed up, the ending is good. So you'd say, well, what's the essence of the bracha? Is the essence of the bracha the beginning, in which case it's wrong? Or is the essence of the bracha the end, in which case it's right? That's what you may have framed the question that way. But it's like the Gemara, because doesn't that what matters? I mean, what's the essence? Is the essence correct? But the Gemara is kind of assuming, it's calling the beginning the essence, for some reason, and saying, do we go by the essence, or do we go by the end? Right? I mean, it's almost like, is the essence essential, or is the essence not essential? Right? I mean, it's like, it's kind of what it's asking, right? Do we go by the essence, or do we go by the end of the bracha? Okay, so it's funny. I mean, I think as we explained, is why it's coming in with that assumption that the end of that is the essence, but that's what's given. Right? That's what it's saying. So let's see Rashi. Here Rashi explains a little bit. This pasuk of the Shikra Vasim and the Chamra. Tchilas HaBracha, the beginning of the bracha, Amar Amana Shakal. You begin by thinking that it's Shakal. Okay, this is the first case, which is clear. And we get to Melchol Nizkoshu Yain, you realize it's wine, Vom Ripia Gafen, and you say, Ripia Gafen, Shitalon, the Yatza is definitely good, Dafil, Siyan, Kala Bracha, Kadas, Psychas, Vom Shalakal, Yatza, Al Yain, Ditan. So there, even if you would have messed up, even if you actually verbally messed up, you're fine, so that's not a question. Fine. Ella, Kami, Bayalon, but they're asking, Pasach, Adai, Tadachamra, you start off with the wine, Kadis, I'm Ripia Gafen, Ukshi, Gil, Melchol, Nizkoshu, Sheikha, Vesim, Shakal, Mahu. So just explain the case. The case is where you end up saying the right bracha, but you thought off that you started with the wrong. Basar Iker Bracha Azlinan, Rashi. The Iker Bracha Adaita Diyayan Emran. The essence of the bracha was with the mindset of wine, it was stated. Vahavi Kamo Shasiyayan Biyayan. And it's as if you finished with the wine. Not only did you start the wine, it's as if you also finished with the wine. The Ein Berchas Hayayin Motsiya Yidei Berchas Sheikhar. And the bracha on wine does not exempt you from beer, right? She'ena sheicher min hagafen, because beer does not come from the vine. The bracha you're saying is Bar Pir Gafen, who created the fruits of the vine, and you're drinking beer. Beer doesn't come from vines. Okay, it comes from barley or whatever else it comes from, right? So the idea is, so you're saying the wrong bracha. So it's as if, again, do you go? So Rashi's putting in a little bit, right? He's saying is that the essential, do you go by the essence of the bracha? And since the essence of the bracha, you were thinking wine, it's as if you finished the bracha with wine. It's as if you said, even though you didn't say that, but since you were thinking that at the beginning, it's as if you finished the bracha with that, and therefore the whole thing is not going to be good. Because we know that the bracha of agafen doesn't work on beer, because beer doesn't come from vines. Right? Yeah. Okay, so David's asking a question. If you look at Rashi carefully, when you first read this, you probably were thinking, do we go by the essence? And since the essence is messed up, therefore the bracha is gone. Right? Or we don't care, we don't. It doesn't matter. Right? But Rashi is not just saying, since you have mistaken the essence, therefore the bracha is bad. He goes a step further. He says, do you say that we go by the essence? And since in the beginning you were thinking wine, so therefore it's as if you finished with wine. Right? Well, why? What does that mean? It says if you finish with wine. You didn't finish with wine. You finished with shakal. You finished the beer. So why is that necessary? Why do you have to say it's as if you finished with wine? Even if you didn't finish with wine, just say that since you have a mistake, a real mistake in the essence of the bracha is disqualified. Right, well, why does Rashi see the need to... he's changing it from the normal way of looking at it. He's just saying, it says, if you... What does that mean? It says, if we imagine as if you finished, you didn't. You did finish, and we know you finished properly. It's just the problem is, it's very nice you finished properly, but the beginning was bad. And is the bracha good if the beginning is improper? Why do we have to change your words and say, it says, if you said, Bripya Gafen, and he really takes it literally. He says, if you said Bripya Gafen, and we know if you say Bripya Gafen on beer, it doesn't work. Because beer doesn't come from a grapevine. So you see, he's really taking it literally. He's saying, it says, if you actually finished that way. But you didn't. How could it be? It says, if you said Shachol, and it says, if you said Bripya Gafen, you said one bracha. It says, if you said the other one, because in the beginning of it, you're thinking that. So that's why I think Rashi is being a little bit, taking a little liberties in the explanation of the Gemara, which you wouldn't have necessarily said on the own. Yeah, I mean, the Rashi is a strike, so you read the Rashi, you're struck by the question immediately. I mean, you're just throwing that in. It's just not, Who needs it for? Okay, so Yehuda's asking, that's a good question. He says, why shouldn't there be another Rashi? The first Rashi is saying you go by the essence of the bracha, and it says, if you finished, since the essence is yayin wine, it says, if you finish with wine. But he says, so why don't you say, what's the other choice? You go by the end of the bracha. So say, you go by the end of the bracha, and since the end of the bracha was proper, it says, if you said the beginning of the bracha properly, right? That should have been, right, that would have been the parallel, you know, Rashi should have said that. Those are the two choices. Once you're doing that for the first slide, you need that for the second slide. So you could say, you're right, it's the same thing, but Rashi figured you'd figure it out. Or you could say, does Rashi do that? I mean, if that's what he's saying, why doesn't he say it? Why is he being so minimal in his wording? It's a good question. I mean, it's hard to deduce. It's a good question. But I mean, I'm not so sure. I mean, I don't have enough knowledge in how Rashi writes about whether or not he would just, I would think generally Rashi would write that. I mean, spell out the second slide. Why are you being so terse? I mean, but he definitely doesn't say anything, though. So, I mean, anyways, you have a question is, what is his explanation of that second slide? But it's an interesting point to note. Let's keep it in mind. Maybe when we have a svara, I guess we'll come back to it. That's true. So Yehuda's making a point. Just simple pshat is, Rashi doesn't have to explain to you why the bracha is good. He's saying the right bracha, and he said it properly, and the chasima and all that. It's fine. The bracha is fine. You said everything perfectly. That's not what Rashi has to come along to explain to you. Rashi has to come along to explain to you how could the bracha be bad. So he's saying since the beginning of the bracha is bad, then the whole end goes with the beginning, and it's as if you said the whole wrong bracha. So you say Rashi's saying that because that's important to say. Right, that's what Rashi has to go out of his way to tell you. But you could say it's not. Rashi doesn't have to go and try to explain the other side. You could say that. That's a good point. So let's keep that in mind. So let's just review the questions here. So the questions are, I guess, first of all, why is Rashi calling it the Iker? Right, or the Gemara. I'm sorry. Why is it called the essence? Why is it already calling the end, the beginning, the essence? I mean, call it the beginning and call it the end. Why call it that? Right. Then the question is, who cares what you're thinking? Right, that was that other original question, which Rashi's not really addressing, but Kavana. I mean, by the way, it's going to get to it. It's a question. I mean, I don't know how much we'll take that up now. The Rabbeinu Yonah brings that up. And the Rishonim will deal with that issue. I mean, it's a problem, but why do we care what you're thinking? I mean, it's something to talk about, but I'm just saying it's discussed explicitly. But it's a question. It's important. It's a question. And then I guess the question is, why is Rashi putting in that it says, if you finished with it, just say it because you go by the essence? Right, and of course, what's the question? What's the Chakir and the Gemara? What's the issue at hand? Are there any other questions? How do we proceed? What's a good step? I mean, a lot of things going on here. What's a good method to proceed in trying to crack this thing? What should we think about first? I think this question is a simple question. It's just, what is a bracha, like you just said, but what's the, specifically, it seems like the bracha is composed of two parts. Right, there's the Iker of the bracha, the essence of the bracha, and the Chasima, the closing of the bracha. So what is a bracha and what are its components? And I guess why is the Iker called the Iker? Why is the beginning called the Iker? Right? I mean, before we get into this case and figuring out what happens in this crazy case, I mean, we have to understand, well, what are the components of a bracha, right? I mean, the question is, do we go by the Iker or do we go by the end? Do we go by the essence or the end? So we have to at least justify these terms or at least understand the concept of what a bracha is and what are these players involved, and then we could even get into discussing, well, do we go by this or do we go by that, right? First, we have to understand what is a bracha and what are its components. True? Okay, good. So let me just tie some things together here. I mean, the two of the parts of the bracha. So it seems like it's saying the essence of every bracha and the objective of all brachos is for a person to recognize God. Okay, God, you're recognizing God, what? That God is the one who made fruit trees? That's true, but that's not, if a person's knowledge of God is the creator of fruit trees, and that's it, then that's why it's limited. It's a limited idea of God. The idea of God, I guess in the most extensive sense, is Hashem, or Shem Hashem, which all the ideas of, you know, is the source of all existence. And then he's Elokeinu, is our God, the ruler, Melech HaOlam, he's king of the world, right? That's the essential idea, is that king of the world, ruler, God, king of the world, he is the source and ruler of the entire world. That is the essential goal of a bracha, is for a person to realize many times a day, 100 times a day, or always, basically Chazal set up I mean, it's from the Torah, but Chazal set up many, many brachos, is that a person always, oftentimes forgets reality, who is a psych, gets stuck in his world. And the idea is that we have many brachos, so that a person many times realizes that God is the source of the entire universe. But you don't just say, every so often, say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, God, you're the king of the world. You could just say that in theory, I mean, that's the idea. But the idea, the way Chazal realizes that in setting up brachos, is that it's hard for a person to realize God all day long. And a person's kind of needs like a stimulus or something which draws his attention. What do you say?
It's like a prompt.
Prompt, right. Prompts him towards that recognition. So if a person is about to enjoy a fruit and he thinks this is a great fruit and he's about to eat it, he says, uses the fruit to realize, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, why am I saying that here? Who created this fruit? Okay, who created the fruits of the, not even this fruit, who created fruits of the tree? Right, so the idea is that the way in which you get to a person is through the particular physical thing that he's encountering, or the mitzvah that he's encountering, whatever, through man's experiences, you direct his attention towards a higher idea. So a person begins eating a fruit, but he thinks, oh, Baruch Hashem, who is the king of the entire world, who brought forth the fruits of the tree? So you can't just wake up at any moment that you want. You have no right to just at any moment just set up and say, God, you know, every 10 minutes, say, Baruch Hashem, can I call him, recognize God as the king of the universe. You have no right to do it. But the way Chazal said bracha is that they use certain stimuli which will bring the person here standards. It's, wow, powerful, you know. You use that, think, Baruch Hashem, oh, creator whose power and might fill the world, you know. So person's about to do a bracha, I would do a mitzvah, so the mitzvah he thinks, oh, but blessed is God, you know, God the King of the world, who sanctified us through the mitzvahs and gave us, told us about the mitzvah of taking a lulav, or whatever. There are many, many things throughout the day which are stimuli, bring your person towards, to focus on the idea of God the King of the universe. But if you say, what's the ultimate kiyum? The ultimate fulfillment, the purpose, the end goal, the highest, the true recognition, and what part is the bracha fulfilled is in the ikar, the essence of the bracha, which is the Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, the recognition of the Shem Hashem, who is the king of the entire universe. But since that which the bracha doesn't stop there, but in the text of the bracha you express the full thought, which is you express that which...
How'd I get here?
Right. Who, in particular, whose kingship has been expressed, in particular, through the one who created the fruits of the vine. Okay, through who everything exists through his word. Through who created, who sanctified his commandments and commanded us to put on tzitzis, you know, whatever it is. So there's, in the text of the bracha, you enunciate that which the bracha is on, is upon, that which is the machayev, the cause, the obligating factor on the bracha. Okay, so the bracha is, but of course the bracha begins with the essence. That's what you, even though what moves you is backwards, it moves you first as the fruit and then it causes you to recognize God. But when you're enunciating the praise of God, you have to order it conceptually. Conceptually, the idea of God is prior, he's the Melech HaOlam, and then in particular, he's the one who you know, who created the fruits of the tree, or whatever it is. So it's clear that, again, the essence of the bracha, if you had to say what's the essence of the bracha, wherein does the bracha realize fulfilled, is in the recognition of God, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. But again, it's just that we don't think that way, because we don't really pay that much attention to brachas, and we just, the beginning of the bracha is generic, and you don't think it was generic, kind of loses its appeal, and the end is different, and so that's kind of the way you identify a bracha. But we're thinking of the bracha in terms of what their name is. You can't just call them Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, they're all got the same name, so we reference them by the end of them. But the essence of the end, the experience of the bracha, and the perfection gained by the bracha, is really in the beginning of the bracha. You know, because that's really the highest recognition on the part of the person. It's the highest idea on the part of the person. It's the most universal. The universal ideas of God is the highest idea of God. Again, a person, God is just the one who made fruits. That's great to make fruits, but that's not, God is much more than that. He's more encompassing than that. So the higher idea is the greater praise, the greater shava. So the essence of the bracha is the beginning, and the chasima, the conclusion, is you conclude with expressing that which is the mechayev, which is the impetus, the stimulus, and the obligating factor of making this particular bracha. Okay, so far so good. So this is the components of a bracha. Okay, it's good why it's called. You can't argue that the end is the essence of the bracha. That's not, no, you can't possibly make such an argument. You can't call it essence. That's why what I was saying originally, my original question was, why not say, the question is, what's the essence of the bracha, the beginning or the end? But that's, no, that's crazy. You can't say that the essence of the bracha is that he created fruit trees. That's too limited. Definitely that's not the essence. The essence of the bracha is the beginning of the bracha.
What?
So it's true. I mean, the polytheists have this, God of the fruits and God of the vines and God of the mitzvahs and God of the whatever, you know. But we have it always. There's only one God. It's just that he did many things. And there are many stimuli that bring to our mind the idea of Baruch Hashem. Elokeinu Melech Haolam. Shema Malchus. These things, but so we mention the stimuli, but the essence is really the same exact recognition every single time. The essence, the essential fulfillment of the bracha is in the beginning every single time. Yeah, so now let's turn our attention to our the issue at hand, right? The issue at hand. So again, the case is where in the beginning of the bracha, you were thinking the wrong thing. You're thinking the wrong thing. Okay, and then the end of the bracha, you said the correct thing. You corrected it. Right? So David's saying that, hold on, that since the beginning of the bracha is generic, right? The beginning of the brachas are all the same, and it's generic. So who cares what you're thinking at the beginning? I mean, you're thinking, I don't care. Bottom line is you're thinking, Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam. That's the idea. The bracha in the beginning is really generic, abstract recognition of God. So who cares what you thought? What does it mean what you were thinking? What you were thinking you were going to end with? Hey, what's the difference? Right? That's what you're saying. Well, bottom line is you're thinking the right thing. So who cares what's the argument to say that we care that's what we care about? Okay, so you're so fine. So let's just ask that question. So David are asking a basic question. Is that so? Well, so why do I ever have to say the right bracha? Look, I want to drink a cup of water, so I'll say Baruch Toshin Yochom Shikochu Grosom Aleolam, and it should work. Right, the bracha and thunder. Who cares? Look, after all, I said Baruch Toshin Yochom Shikochu. That's right. So who cares what I'm thinking or not thinking? Let me just always say whatever I want. I'll just be a thunder guy, and I'll always say the thunder bracha on everything. So why doesn't that work? Right? Yeah, that's why I think it's just simple. I mean, I don't think it's really a question. Is you're getting confused between the essential philosophical thing and the halacha.
Right.
I mean, the essence is true. The essence of the bracha is in recognition of God. But I mean, if by that measure you just walk around all day saying Baruch Toshan Hakim Lacholam, just recognize God, but that's not the takana of bracha, and you have no right to do that. You can't just go around saying Shem Hashem. You have no right to do it, but you need a halachic institution, an institution of bracha, and the institution of bracha has two components. So the recognition of the God and the abstract, who created fruits, who this, who that, and they're both part of the bracha. So you can't just say you can't just leave off half of bracha. The bracha is the bracha, and what makes it a bracha is that it fits the taikana, the setup of the chacham. And the chacham set up certain the components of a bracha, and every bracha has two parts: the abstract recognition of God and the expression of that which is the stimulus at this point to make the bracha. And you make the praise specific. It's not just mentioning it. You're expressing. You're saying the God, the ruler of the universe, who created fruits of the tree. So you're giving a specific expression. You're making the praise specific in the relevant issue at hand. So you can't just say the wrong bracha. You have to say the right bracha. Okay. Well, at least you have to say a relevant bracha which relates to the thing at hand. So if you say you're drinking wine and you say shakal and yavar, right, huku, everything is from him. That's fine because
it relates to
the particular. It's not as specific as you should do, but at least you're giving a praise which is relevant. Relevant, but if you're giving a totally incorrect praise, so that's still incorrect praise. So you're recognizing God who created vines, you know, grapes, and you're drinking a cup of beer. What does it nothing to do with it? So you're just saying an altogether incorrect bracha. If you actually go all the way, if you say the wrong bracha. But now our case is talking about where you're thinking the beginning of the bracha. You're thinking that I'm thinking about God. And they think God who created grapes, and I say Baruch Hashem Melech Haolam. Right? Thinking in my head, grapes. And then I say, oh, wait a second, this is beer. And then I say, Shagol Nivivaro. So in the mindset, in my recognition of God in the beginning, it was a mindset which is grounded in the wrong thing. It was grounded in the wrong thing. So that was wrong. But now when I express it, when I culminate the bracha reaches culmination, I say the right thing. But in the beginning of the bracha, I mean, even the beginning of the bracha is recognition of God based upon the grapes. Right? I mean, it is based upon the grapes, but I'm not saying anything about the grapes. But the question now is, so what's the question, right? I mean, I'm sort of talking around the thing here. But so what's the conceptual question about whether this is okay or it's not okay if you do the switch? Right? I mean, what's really, what would you say? What's the theoretical question about whether this is a problem or this isn't a problem, you know? By the way, it's interesting. It's not saying, do we care what he's thinking or do we not care what he's thinking? You know? It's not really saying that.
Right, because it's making it attached to the end of
the
ikar.
Yeah, right. Which is funny. I mean, how do you not go by the ikar? But, I mean, that's what we have to explain. Right? That's what we have to explain. What's the question? I mean, that's basically where we're at. I mean, I think we're ready.
Can
we
think about it?
Yeah, I think it's good, right? This is good. Can we think about this till next time, tomorrow, I guess?
Yeah.
This is good. So let's do that. Let's think about this question. I mean, this is the question. So maybe not a question. Okay, so then we'll do this, and then I'd like to look at the Rambam. Look at the Rambam. You'll see. Look carefully. Okay? He doesn't have the same case as our Gemara. Okay? Look carefully. You'll see.
Where's the Rambam?
The Rambam in Ava. It's, Brachos, Ches, Yeralech. And you look at the Ravid. Ram Ravid. Okay? The Ravid isn't happy about the Rambam. Okay? So you'll take a look at that, and you'll see. Well, it's, the Ravid is very, very short. Okay, but we have to figure out what's his deal. Okay, we'll probably get to that a little bit tomorrow. But I mean, the main thing is work on this far. It's also a funny way the Gemara says.
Anything specific?
Right, exactly. That's the question. Max is reiterating. Who cares the ikar? The ikar, the bracha, you're not. She's recognizing God in the abstract. So who cares what you're thinking?
Yeah, you're not even God in the abstract.
Right. You're related to God in the abstract. Exactly. Right. It's funny also. It says, do we go azlinan? Isn't that a funny way to say it? Do we go by the beginning or do we go by the end? You know? Yeah. I mean, what does that mean? Do we go? I don't know. It's like, sounds like a weak svara. What do we go by? I mean, that's, you know, what do we go by? Maybe that's where Rashi is getting it. You know, your answer. It's kind of the way they phrase it. I don't know. Just say. You could say, does the ikar have to be correct, or does the ikar not have to be correct? Like, what do you mean we go? What are we going? I don't know. I'm not really sure. But I'm not saying how I want to phrase it, but I mean, I think we should, you know, hopefully once we understand it, we'll be able to explain that.